take common as using Luke during the Christmas season, but it takes us from a different perspective. So we hear this from Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son and named him Jesus. This is a story from our Holy Scriptures. Thanks be to God. I don't know about you, but I can't believe it's Christmas Eve. Where did this year go? It just seems to go by. Hopefully all of your gifts now at this point are purchased and wrapped, unless you're like my dad, who used to go down with all the newspapers and duct tape on Christmas Eve and just wrap his presents with newspaper and duct tape. And hopefully we made most of our preparations for tomorrow, and we've come tonight to take a breath and a pause to wonder what Christmas really means. Of course, for many, it's about love and sharing, gathering with loved ones, perhaps to have a meal and to enjoy each other's company. For some, it might be a quiet day this year, a day to remember and be reflective, or simply a day to rest. For others, we know that this is a lonely and challenging day, as family is either not close by, or we have suffered losses over the year and we're still grieving those losses. However we acknowledge this holiday and time of year, Christmas at its heart really is about celebrating Jesus' birth, to recognize that something extraordinary or miraculous happened that some 2,000 years ago. And if we keep that at the heart of the season, however we mark the day, it will be meaningful for us. Christmas hasn't always been the celebration it is today. It has been relatively recent in history that it took on the commercial overtones that it has these days. Easter was actually the primary celebration of the Christian calendar. Jesus was not even or barely acknowledged in the early church because they didn't have the Gospels and they didn't have the stories we have today. And it wasn't assigned a specific day, December 25th, until 336 CE. It wasn't until the late 19th century that Christmas was even a holiday. Before that, it was just a working day, like any other day. But today, Christmas has actually taken on far greater significance in our culture than Easter. And I've been thinking this week, perhaps even in the church, Christmas has eclipsed Easter. And it might be sacrilegious to say so, that might not be a bad thing. For it is when Jesus entered the world that we begin to clearly see what God intends for the world and for us. For the message of Christmas is that God came into the world in a special way in Jesus to show us that God really is about relationship, about connecting human beings through our humanity, and that God's saving act in the world comes through our relationship with God in human form. In this tiny, innocent, vulnerable, helpless baby, we believe that God entered into the world in a unique way and lived as a human being from birth to death. Not exactly the way we'd expect God to show up in the world. In fact, it really is something we'd totally not expect of God when you think about it. And for sure, Jesus didn't do what we would expect God to do. He didn't end wars. He didn't heal every broken body or banish illness. He didn't end pain or suffering. He didn't reunite families. And he didn't bring peace on earth. If Jesus had come to magically and mysteriously rectify all of the world's ills, this may possibly be what we'd expect of God. But this isn't what God does through Jesus. Our story tells us of Jesus simply walking with others in their humanity. He brought about healing and wholeness in people's lives through simple acts of love and kindness, one act at a time. And this, I think, is why Christmas is so important. God in human form doesn't save us or heal us by doling out superhuman miracles, but by walking with us through to a place of healing and hope, of purpose and peace. Ours is what is called an incarnational faith, meaning that God is visible through touchable, earthy, material things. We don't look to heaven for God, we look around us. Body and spirit are inextricably connected and necessary in order for God to reveal God's self in the world. Life, true life, is found in the connection of material and spiritual as one. In Jesus, we see the fullness of life when body and spirit come together and show up and come together to show us that life right here is good. Jesus brings the material and spiritual together and declares that it is in the incarnation, in the intersection between God and the world, that we find everything we need. And further to that, God's promise through Jesus is that we will never be left alone to do the work of life. In Joseph's dream, we are reminded that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. The birth of the Messiah, of Jesus, as recorded in the Gospels, brings us face to face with our own humanity and what is possible when we find God in ourselves and in each other. God is always with us because pure, perfect love never leaves that which it loves. When we open ourselves to receiving this love, we too will know healing, forgiveness, hope, and joy. This grace, the gift of Jesus, is God incarnate in the world. God's love, shown through Jesus, found also in each of us, God's treasured children. Jesus, the Prince of Peace and hope of the world, has shown us the way back to God and to our hearts when we truly seek him. Healing that if we are to find our true self and tend to the suffering of others. We, like Jesus, will bring healing and hope, not when we pray for it, but when we know it in ourselves and share it with others. Of Jesus the Christ in us. Can we touch the holy found in each other? Will we be humble and vulnerable enough to admit that we can't get through life on our own and begin to walk with Jesus as Jesus walks with us? Emmanuel, God with us, incarnate one, with us now and always. Amen. I invite you to remain seated as we sing together our next